I've spent recent months interviewing women and girls in Afghanistan about their lives under the Taliban. It's hard to convey to you the level of despair they feel, but I will try. Farzana is 15. She told me, "I'm so hopeless for the future. I think the situation is not getting better and the Taliban will never change. I think they will take 7 or 8 years of our lives at least. You cannot dream in the presence of the Taliban." Farzana dreams of leaving Afghanistan. That's the only way she can find hope. The Taliban's ban on girls' secondary school is unspeakable. It is unthinkable to me, as an Afghan woman whose life was changed by education, that another generation of girls are having their lives stolen from them. But education is not the only right under attack. It's access to employment, to healthcare, the right to live free from violence, to be represented politically. It's the right to leave your home and move freely. The situation in Afghanistan is the most serious women's rights crisis in the world. And the world must respond with more than statements of deep concern. We need concrete plan and concrete steps, including intense monitoring of the situation by the UN, accountability and practical response like travel bans on the Taliban leaders implicated in the worst abuses. And we need it now,